Let's go to the message. We got to get off of this. Can't be talking like this. Got to go. Here we go. Unconditional love is a little series I've been in. Christmas is unconditional love. Say that with me. Christmas is unconditional love. That's what Christmas is. Jesus coming is unconditional love. We did jack squat to deserve any of it. We were sinners and He loved us still. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for coming to us. Unconditional love. Let's see what we can find, buddy. That's me as a boy. I did have hair. I'm telling you, I did. That's me as a boy. That was at West Rockingham Elementary School. I was probably in the fifth grade. And boy, did I ever take off after fifth, sixth grade. I started growing, getting bigger. You know what I mean? And I didn't know what the real meaning of Christmas was as a boy. Had no idea. If you'd asked me, is Christmas about Jesus? I would have said, I have no idea. Did not know anything about Christmas. Period. It's not that we didn't have Christmas. We had what we thought was Christmas. Christmas tree, some small gifts, things like that. As a boy, I didn't go to church. Wasn't something I'd be doing on Sunday morning right now. You hear me? Yes or no? Mom and Dad didn't do it. Matter of fact, they didn't like each other. They were married, but pretty much couldn't stand each other. I saw them fuss and fight and cuss and never saw them kiss, never saw them embrace, never saw any love in my home like that. None. Zero. I was the baby of six kids. I'm the youngest of the next one above me by 7 years. Now, what they saw, I don't know. What I know is what I saw. And my mom and dad ended up getting divorced when I was 11 years old. But as far as I was concerned, they were divorced my whole childhood. From what marriage is, I believe, supposed to be. You hear me or not? Say. So that's what I grew up with. I never heard of Christmas Eve services like we have in tomorrow night. Are you kidding me? Somebody come up to me and said, you know, you want to go to Christmas Eve service? I'm like, what is that? I say that to tell you this. There are people like me still. And with us reaching out kindly to them, not talking about them like they're a dog, none of that mess. But in kindness, invite them out to something like tomorrow night or one of our church events or something like that. Don't be surprised. Now, it's hard on them because they're not used to it. Don't be surprised if they don't come. You hear me say? And their whole world can be changed. And they can see the worlds of other people changed. Boy, I have. God changed me. So as a boy, I remember going to the Kloppman cotton mill. I grew up in cotton country in Rockingham, North Carolina. All through that area. When you go up to Florence, South Carolina on I-95, you know Pedro and south of the border and all that. Well, Pedro weren't around when we were. You know what I'm saying? It was that is poor country. But I was to the left. When you go up 95, you come to South Carolina, hang a left and just go through the country. And I'm only about 10, 12 miles across the South Carolina line. And if you ever take 52 and do that, you'll see cotton fields to this day. Cotton fields. Matter of fact, I went there not long ago and they're just sitting there in water from the big hurricanes that came through. And they're just sitting there in water. But that's how we grew up. I tell people my daddy worked in a cotton mill. He was a sweeper. The cotton mill was a step above the cotton field. Wasn't high above the cotton field. And daddy had the lowest job on the totem pole. Had a seventh grade education. And so Christmas for me was poor. And Christmas for me was daddy, who never spent much time with me at all. I'd get in the car with him. An old wagon. And we would ride down through the country. Because the mill was not in a town. It was out in the country in a little area called Cordova. And we'd get down there. And it was dark and dingy. And he'd drive around back like he always did every day for work. And that old garage door would be raised up. And we'd walk into that dark, dingy, just, that's all I can see is it was just dark. You know what I'm saying? Where are we going, Daddy? And we'd get out. And down towards the other end, we'd walk through that loading dock, and there'd be Santa Claus. And he wasn't the best-looking Santa Claus, I'm just saying. I mean, you talk about Santa Claus. Some Santa Claus, we got a Santa Claus here for our kids' party. He's right in our church. Now, he is a top shelf, knock him out of the park guy. Amen. But at the cotton mill, you got what you could. And his clothes don't fit too good. I mean, I'm like, that's Santa Claus. That's pitiful right there. You know, but anyway, we would go and I would get a small gift, usually a wrapped gift, and like an orange or two. Why am I sharing this? That was Christmas to me. That's not to say we didn't have some gifts at home. We did. My mama was a waitress. She worked hard. She was also a drunk, so a lot of the money got drunk. Amen. That's what drunks do. They drink the money. You hear me? Yes or no? And that's what happened. So that was Christmas. I can't really remember celebrating Christmas on Christmas Day. I can't remember like, get up, kids. It's Christmas. No, my family was like I said earlier. We would look in the presents if there's under the tree before ever Christmas came. You understand? And then would we just, you know, pester mama. I did. Maybe it's because I was the baby. I'd pester mama so much that she'd let me open the presents like a week before Christmas. Just to get me off her back. You hear me say? I remember one time getting a mini bike for Christmas. It was $125. But it was used. And I got this mini bike. Oh, and I pestered her. I bugged her. I wanted this mini bike. I can still smell the gas of that thing. Had one of them little tanks on it. And I pestered her to get me that mini bike. Got it used. I had ridden that thing. Christmas came along. My mini bike was already broke. I didn't have nothing. And I'm like, I mean, you talk about a bad feeling that year. I got nothing. Because I'd already had my mess and done broke it. Anyway, I'm just saying, that was Christmas for me. Y'all listening or not? Hope I ain't putting you to sleep this morning. We're not going to spend all this time this morning just talking about this. I did not know God. I never gave a thought if there was a God. Never. As a boy, is there a God? Are you kidding me? I want to know about baseball. I want to know about football. How the Vikings doing, baby? I was a Vikings fan when I was a little boy. Still am. I bleed purple, baby. I'm telling you. Can we see that jacket you got there? Just wave it at the folks. Just do this with it. Just wave that Viking jacket. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Right there. I'm talking about it. But anyway. Anyway, the point is, was there a God? I couldn't tell you. How many are relating? You sort of like me a little bit. Let me see some of you. Just a few of you like me. Not a ton, but some of you. I certainly did not know God had a son. If you'd have told me God had a son, I'd have been like, did he get married? I wouldn't have known. I had no idea. Even after I became a Christian, it wasn't long, but I heard something somebody said about the New Testament. I thought it was a new Bible somebody wrote because it had the word what on it? New. This is how I didn't know anything. Y'all hear me or not? If growing up with God and doing good will get you to heaven, I'm shot then. Amen. Say. Must be something more to Christmas than that. Amen. I had no clue that God loved me. Had no clue that God loved me. Don't sell the Holy Spirit short and God short in your witness and your testimony. There are people like me out there that have no clue that God loves them. Now, many of them are different than me. They go to church. But church has just been that. Just some kind of religion thing they do. How many were like that? That was you. It was just something we did, but I didn't have a clue about it. How many of you went, but you really didn't like it? Let me see some hands. Come on, don't lie. You're in church. You're going to get struck by lightning. So a lot of us, even ones that go, they don't know. They don't know that God has a son, that God loves them. It's a great message, guys. Are y'all hearing me or not? Okay, it's Christmas now. Come on. Hang in here with me. So let's go with the message. It's wise to follow love. Say that with me. It's one more time. It's what? I've been in a series called Unconditional Love. Now, since I've been saved, man, I got saved when I was 16 years old. I realized God did love me. How'd you do it, Clark? Well, my mama was a drunk. She's watching Billy Graham on TV one night. I came in from partying. She said, we're going to church in the morning. I cussed her out. Next morning, we had no car. I got up and walked with Mama to a church I'd never been to before. We didn't have a car. And I only went to keep some preacher from taking our last dollar. I did not go to find Jesus. I had more of an attitude that I hate these people. I'm going to punch them in the face. You understand or not? Say. That's how I went to church. Don't be surprised if there aren't people like this, like me, every Sunday morning sitting here just like me. Amen? I went thinking the preacher was a crook. People come in here every Sunday morning thinking that of me. They don't know me. Guess why? That's what I say. If you can't do what? Give what? Then do what? I know that. I'm going to pull that rug out from under him. Now what, sucker? Amen. We're going to charge for no donuts. We're not going to take from people. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Because there's people just like me already got a bad attitude when they come in this place. Yes or no? And some of you might think, oh, he talks too much. He's not very spiritual. Good. Because I'm trying to relate to these people. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And I want them to know they got a friend in me. And that I'm not the average joker. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Because I got saved, man. I was there when it happened. I know what it had to do to take to get me to church and the love of God to save Clark. Amen? So anyway, I got saved. Mama got saved 3 weeks later after we went, December 18th, 1977. And the rest is history, to be honest with you. I could tell you story after story after story of how God helped me along the way. I thought I'd be an attorney. Even before I got saved, I thought I'd be a lawyer. Because I had a lot of energy and passion. I just wanted to put people away. I would have never been a defense attorney. I'll tell you that right now. I'd have been that other guy over there. Amen. Probably Perry Mason when I was a kid or watching stuff like that. Or Ironside. Remember that? Yeah. But God had different plans for me. So, I preached a ton of messages ever since then on Christmas. We don't rewrite the Bible, guys. It's what we got. Christmas story, you probably know much of it, many of you. So I've written messages, and this is one of my all-time favorites. And I'd like to share it with you this morning. Amen? You ready? It's wise to follow love. Some fellows who don't get as much notoriety sometime are the wise men. Because they come after the birth of Jesus. Actually, he's probably 2 years old when they come along. A little bit strange. The wise men. So today, I've titled the message, It's Wise to Follow Love. Now the train's rolling. Now we've left the station. Here we go. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, say it with me, behold, there came what? Wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that's born king of the Jews? For we have what? Seen his star in the east. How many saw the moon last night? What? Now, the moon's always like that at Easter. It's always like that at Easter. That's why Easter changes. The dates are always changing because it's around the time of the full moon and the first moon. Okay? But Christmas isn't. Christmas is a date on the calendar. But I saw that moon. And I saw it again this morning, and I could not help but think of Easter. Here it is, Christmas, and I'm thinking of Christmas. He came to be born, but Easter, that big moon, he came to take our sins away. Amen? What a great moon. Well, these wise men, they were those kind of people. They watched the stars and the heavens, and they saw something. A star that was unusually bright. Unusual. And so they followed it. I'm telling you, it's wise to follow love. Let's keep moving. Let's go with the message now. It's wise to follow love. And this was manifested the love of God toward us. Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might what? We might live or be made alive through him. Herein is love. Say this, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave his Son, fancy word, to be the propitiation, the sacrifice for our what? That's who he is. He loves us. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the what? Son of God. God dwells in him, and he in God, and we have known and believed. What have we believed? We believe what? The love, say it with me, that God has to us. Say it with me, three words, powerful. Say them. God is love. So when I put on that screen, it's wise to follow love. I hope you know what I'm saying. It's wise, wise men and women to follow God. Because God is what? God is what? It's wise to follow love. It's wise to follow God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in who? God, and God in him. Now, we ain't talking about some fuzzy feeling, baby. Nothing like that. We're talking about the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Did you hear me? God loved us and gave his son for us. That is love like we've never known. You know what love is in Webster's dictionary? Here it is. A strong attraction to someone. That's what it is. That's what it says in Webster. Here it says this. A warm feeling. Boy, does that ever come up short. But how can you put in the dictionary? How can you put it in words? Love, since God is love. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You know love has a name. His name is Jesus. Say it with me. Love has a name. His name is what? Nobody loved me like Jesus. Mama loved me. People have loved me in my life. But nobody loved me like Jesus. Did you hear me? There's nothing that can compare to the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. God is love. Anything else comes up short. Yes or no? Amen. Come on. It's very wise, guys. Say this with me. It's very wise to believe what? So often we say otherwise. Well, God, if God loved me, he wouldn't have let my wife leave. If God loved me, he wouldn't have let mama get shot. If God loved me, he wouldn't let me lose my job, lose the house. That's such bull, it ain't even funny. God loved you so much, he didn't want you to die and go to a devil's hell. And he gave his only begotten son to die a brutal murder on the cross and raise him from the dead so your tail could be in heaven. Did you hear me? What's that got to do with the wife, your mama, your house, your job, or anything else? All the devil has is for us to blame God to get us distracted so we'll miss the love of God. Wise men and women, don't miss it. Don't miss the love of God. You hear me? Here's my drunk mama in the chair, Billy Graham. My mama was a lot wiser than her hell-raising son was. I'll tell you that right now. She had something in her, prompted by God, the Holy Spirit. Some wisdom came to my mama and said, there's got to be more than me sitting here in this chair. And his name is Jesus. Amen? Come on. I know Rod is wondering. We're never going to get to the message. Here's what God did for me when I believed that he loved me and that he loves me. This is the message now. Here we go. I've hung this on the back of the wise men. He did something for those wise men that followed that star. Boy, 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 did they didn't ever realize what they were going to get. And I'll tell you today, it's wise for you to follow love. It's wise for you to do what I did and to be saved. It's wise. And even if you have been saved, boy, it's wise for you to stay on that journey. You hear me or not? Here's what he did for me. Hooking it with the wise men this morning. And the wise men heard the king. When they heard the king, they departed because King Herod wanted them to find out because he wanted to kill a kid. So they heard the king, and when they departed, lo, the star which they saw in the east, it went before them till it came and stood right over where the young child Jesus was laying. Y'all with me? So the first thing, pop it up, the first thing that God did for me when I was wise enough to follow him. Say it with me. God did what? Say it louder. He what? He opened my eyes. I didn't know there was a God. I certainly didn't know he gave his one and only son for me. And I did not know that he loved me. But when you follow him, when you take that step toward him, the Bible says, behold, I stand at your heart's door knocking. If any man will open that door, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. When you do that, I'm telling you right now, he'll open your eyes. He will open. Here's a guy that didn't even know there was a God. Are you kidding me? He opened my eyes. I'm not saying I learned everything on day one. I didn't, and I still don't know. But wow, has he ever changed my world? Yes or no? Amen. He opened my eyes. God opened my eyes. God gave me the gift of what? Vision. Little did I know the vision he would give me. To see people. To see my town. To see a ministry that God was going to raise. I didn't see it like I can see it now. But God gave me vision, guys. And when I was about 48 years old, I was in the ministry quite a long time. God gave me vision to see Gary Clark, you matter to me. I'd preached all those years. I'd loved people, I thought. But I hadn't loved me like I should. And God said, you matter to me, son. You're not a piece of trash. You're not a piece of trash. Just because somebody else leaves you, I'll never leave you, boy. I'll never leave you. How valuable is that? Is that pretty valuable or what? Say. God opened my eyes, guys. Are y'all hearing me today? It's what he did for the shepherd, for the wise men. He opened their eyes. You know, they could see. It's wise to follow love. This isn't a hard message. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. So their eyes were open. They see the star. They see the young child there. And now they rejoice with what kind of exceeding joy? Great exceeding joy. So here's what else God did for me. This is me talking. This is what following love got Gary. First of all, got my eyes open. Woo! Second thing it got me, God opened my emotions. Say that with me. God opened my what? I don't know about most wise men. If they're anything like most engineers I know and smart people, their emotions aren't the greatest. I'm sorry if you're an engineer, that hurts your feelings. But a lot of those technical people are very technical and they're not very emotional because they got to stay steady. I get that, okay? And I think the wise men might have been that way too. Can you see these wise jokers? They following the star. They're doing their little astronomicals, whatevers. And they see the baby Jesus and their eyes open. They see the things they see. And the Bible says they rejoice with exceeding what? I mean, we got these wise men jumping around now. Amen? Say. These wise men are so excited. It's thrilling. And that's what God did to Gary Clark. God did that to Gary Clark. There was something inside of me I never knew I had. I never knew I had it. I never knew I had it. There was praise and excitement inside of me. When I followed the Lord and followed love, the love of God, he opened up some enthusiasm inside of me. I'm 56 years old. And I still without enthusiasm most 20-year-olds. As far as preaching. You hear me, yes or no? We could have a preach off up here anytime. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying this. God did something in me. He changed me. He changed me. There was just something there. And now I'm excited about coming to church on Sunday. I'm excited about sharing Christ with people. Not shoving it down their throat. I'm excited about going to McDonald's and having me a cup of coffee and somebody walking up to my table. I go, man, that's awesome. You hear me? Yes or no? I love that. It might be weird. I'm excited. I had a kid call me this week in trouble with the law. He was a kid I helped coach. And he wanted some help. Coach, and I was so glad that he called me. Amen. Say, I love that. I got some excitement. Y'all hear me or not? By the way, if you look at your love story of your life, this is what happens too when you fall in love with that girl. Where's that come from? It comes from God. Them eyes opening, you notice what? And then your heart goes a little crazy, 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 crazy. You know what I'm saying? Them emotions and all that stuff. That's because God made you that way. God says, don't miss me. Don't miss me. I'm the one who is love. You're falling for the little sweet thing. Don't miss the big deal here. Me. Amen. Say. He opened my emotions. God gave me the gift of enthusiasm for his work. This is not drudgery to Gary. Y'all hear me or not? Oh, poor Gary. He got it so rough at the fellowship church. No. Even when I was at the high school, trailers and pulling in and dealing with the county all those years, it was thrilling for me. Matter of fact, many times I still miss that excitement at that high school. You hear me or not? Say. Love this stuff. So, know if I'm boring you today, I hope you're seeing your own life as I'm talking. Has God opened your eyes? Say. Can you see the love of God? Are you lost if you die today? Do you know you'd go to heaven? Well, if your eyes are opened, you know it. If your eyes are like a bit of that deer right here, you probably need to nail that sucker today. You hear me say? Nail it that you're lost, that you need the Lord. Tell him you're sorry. Sorry, Lord, I've been going to church and missing you. Amen. How about the excitement for the Lord? Oh, my gosh, I got to go to church. It's killing me. Come on, we're eating. Let's pray. I'm excited when I eat food and pray over it. Hey, man, come on. You listen to me or not? Oh, I can't believe I got to give. I'm excited to be able to give. I knew what it was to have nothing. And now I'm so blessed. You saw my home the other night, didn't you? Yes or no? But Lord brought me from poor, so I still love getting them in rough shape and fixing them up. But boy, you can shine them up, can't you say? God's blessed me. Y'all hear me or not? Good. I hope you're not just hearing me, but you're looking at your own life. The wise men, when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And what these wise men do? They did what? Say it with me. They did what? They fell down. What's that got to do with you, Clark? I'm glad you asked. Look at this one. Number three. So he opened my eyes. What? He opened my emotions. And he opened my what? He opened my heart. I didn't need, if you'd asked me, Gary, do you have a heart? I'd said, yes, that thing goes boom, 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 boom. I didn't know my heart was really my will, the seat of who I really am inside. That's my heart. That gut, we call it. That deep down. God opened up my gut. Look at it. You know what? I began to sing. I didn't start singing that day. But if you'd have told me at 16, hell-raising, cussing my mom out on that first day to church, son, you're going to sing one day. You do not know what I would have probably called you if you'd have talked to me and said I was going to do all this stuff. But I began to sing for the Lord. Wasn't long I was in that little church, and I got story after story. It all started with flirting with girls and ended up starting to sing with the pretty girls. And the rest is history. I began to sing. He opened my heart to worship. He opened my mouth to praise him. Amen. Don't feel sorry for Gary on Sunday morning sitting down here when the praise band's singing. I'm having a big old time. Sometimes I have too good a time, and when I get up here, I'm shot. I still love to worship. Yes or no? Amen. Say. God did that in me. That's not me. I'd never sung before. Never. He opened my mouth. I started singing praises. He put a new song in my mouth. This is what I got. When I followed love, even praised our God, many have seen it. They fear and trust in the Lord. I tell people that don't know me very well, singing fed my family for years. It was not so much my preaching. It was my singing that people would come out and listen to. Who would have thunk it? And now, look, God gave me two kids, a son 31, a daughter 28, and now this incredible team, they're like family to me, and I get to be a part of that. You hearing me or not? Say, I love that. You'd not be wise to criticize our music to me. If there's one thing you can trust with old Gary, he knows good music. And good music just ain't the hymns. But by the way, good music just ain't the new stuff today either. The good music is a big panoply of beautiful things. I still like chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Don't you like good songs? I couldn't even see good songs. I didn't know songs were in me. This is what I got when I followed love. Amen. Wonder why their love songs get us like they do. Well, it's because your eyes have been open to that person you love. Your emotions have been open to that person you love. And your heart's been open to that person you love. Don't leave God out. Did you hear me? I hope you're hearing today. Is it making sense or not? Clark's crazy. I don't give a hoot. You know what? God gave me an intimacy with Him in worship. I just came from a truck praying for about an hour with some men. If you'd have told that little hell-raising boy cussing his mom out going to church that I'd be sitting in a truck on a Sunday morning praying with men for about an hour, can you imagine what I'd have said? See, you can't do this. You're going to have to follow Him to have what the wise men had. The wise men didn't have it sitting on their tail somewhere. They had to move, baby. And this is a progression. Amen, say. But now I can talk with the Lord, and He can talk with me. And I could tell you stories all about that, too. But Roger's flashing his light. Here's another one. And when they had opened their what? They presented unto Him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, I'm just following with the wise men. I'm seeing their lives changed. And I look back and I see my life has changed like the wise men are changed. Look what else He opened for me. Number four, God opened, say it with me, my what? God opened my treasures. I'm a whole lot different than the TV preacher that tells you give them your money and you'll get rich. They're a bunch of liars. If that offends you, be offended. That's not what opening your treasures is about. When you follow love, you can't buy love with money. It's funny how we think we can buy God, though. He is love. Try that on your wife. Instead of kindness and tenderness and faithfulness. Oh, I'll give you some money. Make it all better. That's going to wear out one day. And we try it with God. It's bull. It's not what we're talking about. He opened my treasures. What does that mean? Look at it. Pop it up. I had no compassion for anyone. I had no compassion for people. When I was a kid, none. If you had died, I would have cared less. God changed me. He opened my heart, man. I was stingy. That's what Mama would always, you're stingy. That's what Mama would always, you're stingy. She'd give things to people. After we're Christians, she would give them things, tomatoes, okra. You get $4.50 for that little bag of okra. What you giving it to the bank lady for? She'd look at me, you stingy. We're giving it to her because she's a good woman. She waits on us. Hush your mouth. And God taught me. You hear me, yes or no? He taught me to give, to love on people, not be a taker, a taker, a taker. Y'all hear me or not? You're like, that guy's nuts today. God changed the stinginess for me. Amen? I don't give to the Lord to get. If He didn't give me another thing, other than what I've got, I could never complain the rest of my life. How many feel like that? That's you too. I wonder about our world today in the church today. They just got to get more and more and more and more. And I got to give so I can get some more and more. And I got to give so I can get me another jet plane or something. Have you lost your mind? Boy, the simplicity of the Christmas story brings us back home, doesn't it? Say. He put a love inside of me for people. He opened up my treasures. There was a treasure inside of me that I didn't realize. There's love in you, Clark. Give it out. I love this. I love you, and it's not hard for me to do. And I wrote this message. I love you, and it's not hard for me to do. Why? Because God opened my treasures. Yes or no? Glad you didn't meet me when. But this is you guys. How many would say, Clark, I'm relating to you and I've experienced what you've experienced? Let me see some hands. You would say, that's the truth. I've experienced that. Is it made up mess you're talking about? And being warned of God in a dream. The next thing, they departed not. They should not return to Herod. No, they went about another way. They departed back in their own country. We got to quit. Here's the next thing God gave me. Look at this. God opened my what? What? God opened my spirit. God opened my spirit. So he opened my what? My eyes. He opened my what? Emotions. He opened my heart. He opened my treasures. And now he opened my spirit. They were warned in a dream of what to do. These wise men. Don't go back this way. Death is going to be that way. You go this other way. Guys, when I grew up, I had no examples that were good. For the most part. Other than hard work. Daddy worked hard. Mama worked hard. Which I'm thankful for that. But I hardly knew right from wrong. I didn't know right from wrong. What does that mean? You don't like somebody? Cheat on them. That's what I saw. I saw stealing. I did stealing. Fighting. I remember in school, if you had that little eyesight on you, if I was in the 7th, 8th, 9th grade, I can still remember the name, Stuart Beach, Todd Keegan, for no reason, would jerk them in the hall and just absolutely slam them up against the locker and shove them in the locker. Why? Because they think they're better than me. They weren't saying they were better than me. They were just dressed nice. There was a lot of hate in my heart. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Following love will change your life. Did you hear me? God changed my life. I didn't even know right from wrong. He turned me into a faithful husband. What? A good daddy. A halfway decent pastor. He did all that. He taught me to keep my word. Where'd I get all that, guys? God opened my spirit. He started speaking into my life through his word. You hide that word in you, boy. It'll help you not sin like you've been doing. Amen. He opened my spirit. And believe it or not, here's the funny part. People actually now seek me out for counseling and wisdom. Isn't this a funny story? It is hilarious what God can do. You say, quit excuse making. Quit excuse making. Oh, yeah, that's you. I'd put my life against yours any day. The tough times, you know, let's talk about it sometime. Let's do it. You want to? You're going to excuse make and somehow not have to follow love and not get wise and not do the right things? That's what you're going to do. What that is a quitter and a loser. You need to humble yourself at the feet of Jesus Christ and say, thank you. Thank you for coming to this earth and thank you for dying for me. Take me where you will take me. Because there's plenty in this room today. He's done amazing things in our life. Amen? Yeah, praise him. You ought to. Come on. I got to quit. God gave me discernment. God gave me wisdom. That's what he gave these wise men. He gave it to me. And I got to quit right there. Say it real loud. One, two. Uh-oh, he's got something else. What? I should have warned the cause of the message to go long. It's wise to follow love. God's still giving me gifts. Oh, I'm sorry. What? You mean I got my eyes open? I got my emotions open? I got my heart open? I got my treasures open? And I got my spirit open? And God's still giving me gifts? What are you giving me, God? Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. Look at the gifts God's given me. Look at them. They're crazy. There's you and there's Kim. I never knew there'd be a Kim. I never knew there'd be a Kim. Did you know after hard times and pain, when you're following love, don't be surprised if you'll find some more love. Did you hear me? Yes or no? God's a good God. Did you hear me? Have I driven you up the wall with this hokey message today? It's time to quit. Amen. Unconditional love. Amen. It's wise to follow what? Amen. Let's thank the Lord for his word this morning. Amen. Good time in the house today. Amen. Praise the Lord.